Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to The Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
That's what we do. This is The Positive Truth. We bring you uplifting and positive news every Monday and Wednesday. On Fridays, we talk about an issue, why it's an issue, facts about how you can change it for the better. We have a wonderful interview and put a spotlight on someone doing great in the community. More importantly, Tim, how was your Christmas?
My Christmas was great. I was lazy all day. We did our Christmas like on Christmas Eve, like most Hispanics do, apparently. I just found this out. And I'm just kidding. And it was definitely amazing, man. Good family time. What about yours?
It was good. It was a long day, but it was good. You got off Christmas Eve?
No, man. I had to work in the morning. I went for like 4 hours. It wasn't too bad, though.
Oh, I had to work all day Christmas Eve. It was cool. Oh,
that's what's up. I know you make good tips, though, right?
Yeah, it was okay.
I hear that.
It could be worse.
Absolutely.
We have some amazing positive news stories we should get to. I feel like I've been wasting too much time on the Skype call before we started recording, so we should get right into them.
What's your first one, JP?
So, I have a story about a Christmas Day hero. Man's name is Aaron Thompson. He lives in Utah. He lives in southern Utah in a Washington County area. And he responded to basically a call in a pond in New Harmony in the most southern part of the state, apparently. And a boy whose name hasn't been made public was chasing his dog when he fell through the ice. So the officer threw off his gear, dived into a frozen pond to save the 8-year-old boy, and I think it's awesome.
Yeah, man, that's a true hero. And what was his name again?
Aaron Thompson. He says Aaron? He doesn't want any recognition, but we're going to give it to you, buddy.
Yeah, man, you're going to have to take this L. We apologize. What else do you have for us, JP?
So I have a story. This is more of a heartwarming story. So I had best friends for 60 years find out they're biological brothers.
Say what?
So basically, they're 15 months apart in age, and they've known each other for 6 decades, right?
60 years? All right. That's like a lifetime or two.
They were born and raised in Hawaii, played football at Punahouha. Hope I pronounced that right. He was like...
Sorry, is that a high school or like a university?
Yeah, it's a high school and an area.
Okay, cool.
He was like, they're friends. Their names are Alan Robertson and Walter McFarlane. And McFarlane was like, yeah, he used to party. I never did anything in high school. I never went out. But they, you know, they had a special friendship. And they've known each other for years. And basically, in a roundabout way, this is kind of a long story. They did a DNA test because a couple of years ago, they're like, yo, we both have really hairy arms. We might be related.
I almost spit out my water, man.
That was the best part of the story. I just wanted to get to that. And yeah, they took a DNA test, and they have identical X chromosomes. So they're brothers. They never knew each of them never knew one of their parents. They were both adopted, apparently. So yeah, that's cool.
Wow, they're both adopted?
Yeah.
Wow, you should have started off with that, man.
I really just wanted to get to the hairy arms part.
I was so lost throughout that. I was like, man, I feel like this is gonna end badly. Like they're 60-something years old. You know, they've been friends forever, probably live down the street from each other, and they find out, like, you know, they have the same dad, but since they're both adopted, like, that's dope, that makes it even better. I thought it was going to end so bad. Oh, man. Let me go into my first news story. So, this is definitely a heartwarming story I have here. This 15-year-old, he was at school, and he had his backpack, and usually he leaves his backpack in his homeroom. His homeroom door was locked. So he tried to go to his locker, and he couldn't get into his locker. So he was like, I don't know what I'm going to do with my backpack so I can get to the football field, which where his physical education class was. So he decided to, like, leave his backpack by his locker, like, kind of hidden, hoping nobody would mess with it or anything like that. So he goes, you know, to pee, comes back, and he realizes somebody broke into his backpack, man. So what ended up happening was in his backpack, he noticed that his Nintendo DS was stolen. And 3DS, and he was highly, yeah, man. You know how these kids are with these 3DSs. There's a couple kids on my cross country team, man. Oh my gosh, like I have to get them to get off of this thing while we're stretching because I allow them to use their cell phones and stuff. 3DS is not a cell phone, guys. But yeah, man, they're
Pokemon is real, man. You got to catch them all.
Man, who are you telling? There's something else. So this kid loses his 3DS, and he was so upset about it that he got on the student lounge's whiteboard and he wrote, please, if you broke into my backpack and stole my 3DS, can you please return it? I promise I will not tell on you. That's how bad he wanted this back.
How old was he?
15 years old. So what happened was this high school is called A-N-T-I-O-C-H.
I don't know either.
Yeah, I'm losing there. So that's what the high school is called. But basically, what ended up happening was this other students started seeing this, and they started posting it on their Snapchat. So after a little bit, everybody had it on their Snapchat. And one student decided, you know what? I'm going to take up money to try to buy this kid a new one. If anybody wants to help, hit me up. And long story short, I have a short video I'm sharing to the Facebook page of the girl walking in the class giving it to this 15-year-old boy. And you can just see tears of joy when he gives her a hug. It's just as heartwarming as it gets.
So they bought him a brand new console?
A brand new one.
How many people put money together for this?
I don't know exactly how many people put money into it. It was a bunch of students from their high school, though.
Good on them.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely brings, you know, hope to humanity for sure whenever you see kids doing so good in their small community.
Absolutely. I like that one, Tim. I have a positive news story about some more hope to humanity, I guess you could say.
I'm with that.
All right. In Oregon, there's an Oregon Correction Enterprises, and they work with women in prison. They specifically inmates at Coffee Creek Correctional Institution, and they knit clothes for premature babies at an Oregon hospital to like give back. They do sewing, embroidery, and quilting, and they're basically they do textiles for blankets and clothes for their for babies, basically. And I think it's awesome.
Absolutely, man. That's awesome.
You never hear about them, so we have to shout them out too.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, man, I was a premature baby. And I definitely know growing up, anybody that was sensitive to me, I freaking loved. So, like, you know, they had a special place in their heart for me. I freaking loved. So shout out to them for making clothes, for knitting clothes on top of that. You know how hard it is to knit?
Yes. That's something our generation is losing. Knitting abilities. Because, man, yeah, I can't knit to save my life. I tried sewing once as a kid, and I was like, this is no fun. I'm going back to my Game Boy Color.
Oh, man, that's too funny. What else you got for us, JP?
Okay. I have a story of a man. His name is Henry Ramirez. He's owner of a salon called Salon 808. And he has an autoimmune disorder, which attacks hair follicles. So he doesn't have any hair. And so what he's been doing for 20 years is everyone that works in his hair salon, they've been cutting and styling wigs in a free program for cancer patients who lose their hair and other medical conditions. So the cancer patients come into the salon and they basically for free, like, what kind of wig do you want? They get the perfect one. They make the wigs look like they look real. I mean, they look incredible. These are the best wigs ever.
Right.
Henry could do magic on heads. And he wears a wig too, since obviously, you know, he's doesn't have hair.
Right.
So he's just doing his thing to just give back, because he knows how sensitive people are to you. People can be really rude to bald people. This is unfortunate. It's nothing you can control. So he's just giving back, and I think it's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I think whenever you're doing anything out of love, it's like it turns out to be one of the best things ever. So that's why I definitely think those wigs are exactly like you said they are, like the best wigs ever.
Also, he's been doing it for 20 years, and people are just now giving him credit for it. So
good. He's on a professional.
You, yeah, for real.
That's awesome. Well, I got another story about some high school students doing, you know, something amazing once again. So they have a janitor in their school at Garden City High School in Michigan, and this janitor's name is Brian Junk. So these kids love this janitor so much that they decided to give him a Christmas present. And the reason why they did it, because they said because they're so happy to be able to have somebody in the building like him. He's always putting a smile on everyone's face during school. So thank you for everything that you do and for making our school day more enjoyable for everyone. There's another video I'm uploading to Facebook. It's an awesome video of these two students going up to their janitor, who like greets them so nicely in the video, which is amazing. He's like, hey, what's up, guys? And I think that's awesome, because I know I had plenty of janitors while I was in school that if you look them in the eye, they're growling at you. So yeah, they ended up buying him some new boots, which is pretty awesome, because you know he works in boots. So shout out to these kids, man. I'm loving all the positivity they're giving back to their schools.
Yeah, that's awesome. You buying someone janitor boots. I don't think I ever interacted with a janitor at any of my schooling experiences, so.
I'm telling you, man, mine were all negative. All negative experiences, man.
Well, hopefully these kids leave to more stories about more positive janitor experiences.
Absolutely.
So, you remember how we've been doing stories about people paying off school district lunches?
Like, yes, sir.
Schools? So, that's been spreading. So, someone found out about it. Have they heard some of the stories we've been talking about? He was like, huh, I should do that. So, we did a story a couple weeks ago about a school in Pennsylvania that got someone came in and paid off all their school lunches. Well, someone heard about that, and he paid off two school lunches in his area. And both schools had like over $300 in negative, and they paid them both off, just a Secret Santa, anonymous donor, Christmas spirit. It's spreading, man, the Christmas spirit.
Wait, so did I hear you right when he said he heard some of our stories?
Well, I don't know if it was our story, but he heard about the same story we talked about.
Okay, for sure. I thought he like was listening to the positive truth and we motivated him. I was like, yeah, we finally made it. No, man, that is awesome though, for sure. Like, it makes me want to pay off other schools' lunches, but Oklahoma City Public Schools, we have free lunch now for these kids, so it's awesome there. But yeah, man, I definitely can see how that motivated him. Shout out to that dude though, for sure.
Hopefully the good trend continues.
Absolutely. What else you have for us, man?
I only have two more stories, Tim. So the first one is, it's a church donation. So basically, an anonymous donor dropped off $10,000 for this Severna Park United Methodist Church located in a Maryland suburb. And he said, like, the only thing he said was, listen to the need that's around you, that you find in the community, and you know you may be in the right place at the right time to help somebody because you have this in your hand. So everyone got $100. And it was like, so what the church did instead of keeping it is they gave everyone $100 that was a member. And it was like, go spend this $100 at the community to make our community better instead of like for the church, since that's what the donor said. Like, we'll just do this in his name. Just be like, hey, this is $100 we got from our church. Let's give back. And yeah, so basically, this church just bought toys for kids. They took that $100 and bought soap, shampoo, and gave it to homeless people. Basically, this is a long positive news story about 100 positive acts that came from one guy giving $10,000 to a church and then just spreading everywhere. And it's a very long story. Like, I didn't want to... There's just so many positive things that came from this. And I will link the article on the Facebook page if you want to read it all. But that's what happened. I think it's an awesome story. Tim, what do you think?
I think it's pretty awesome, man. I definitely want to check, read the whole story on Facebook, because I know you did say it was long before we got on. It said it led to like 100 positive things. So, yeah, for sure, man. Whenever you can start that chain of reaction where it's like one positive thing after another, I think it's amazing. People should be competing like to be more positive than the next person. I was actually just talking to Eden about this before we got on, man. I was like, looking at all these videos of these kids doing something nice for their peers, it's so awesome, because I know as an adult, like, there's no way I want to help anybody at my job 90% of the time whenever I'm upset with them or something like that, you know? And I'm an adult, and I'm like one of the most positive people like around that I know of. So thinking like about these high school kids that are going through all the hormones and emotions that they're going through, man, I just think it's so awesome. And that's how we should all be as adults. We should be competing with kindness.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, I can give you highlights from this story.
Definitely do so.
So, one was like they bought a bag of socks for the homeless. One was like McDonald's gift cards for, you know, people in need. Just an odd, you know, McDonald's gift cards for food for people. That's cool. One paid off just layaways at a local Kmart. I mean, there's so many stuff. There's so much stuff in here, man.
That's awesome, man.
One person just paid off, like they went to their gas station, and they just started, feels like, hey, man, I got $100. Here's $20 for all five of you. Like, fill up your gas tanks.
That's smart, too. That's awesome. Well, I got one more story, JP.
Okay.
It's about a quarterback who found himself homeless. I believe it was his sophomore year of high school. So his name is Raheem Murphy, and he was struggling with his grades and a place to live. He was ineligible to play football one of the years, and he basically cried for 2 days straight. He finally broke down and told his coach, look, I have to stay with my sister from place to place. So the coach, his name is Sam Greiner, and he said he didn't know what to do at the time. This was a couple years ago. He talked to his wife, and his wife agreed, hey, you know, let's let him move in here so he has a place to stay since he's homeless. And now we're in the present. 2 years later, Murphy is still living with the Greiner family. He's no longer ineligible. He actually has straight A's in school. And on Saturday, December 9th, he helped his high school win the North Carolina High School Athletic Association 4A State Championship as the quarterback. And he was named MVP.
Hey!
Shout out to that coach. That's an amazing job, because not only did they win state, he got his grades together and he's on pace to graduate. He also received a scholarship to the Military Academy in West Point.
Hey, are you telling me it's easier to do homework when you have a home and you're not homeless? Is that what you're telling me, Tim?
When you have that kind of support, man, absolutely.
Who knew? It's almost like when you're struggling with lights and your family's poor, it's a lot harder to do good in school.
Say a little louder for the people, man.
But yeah, that's an awesome positive news story.
For sure, man. Especially like, we went to inner city schools, man. So we dealt with people that had to deal with issues like this, whether they talked about it or not. And man, there's so many kids out there that need help like that. So for this coach to go off and do this, I mean, there's no way he would have known this kid would have helped him win a state championship in 2 years whenever he did take him in. So it's not like he did that on purpose. I just think it's amazing that he got his grades together, and now this kid is on pace to go to college on a scholarship on top of everything, instead of being homeless and worry about getting a job immediately, having to work at like a McDonald's or something just to help his parents or whoever get by. He didn't get stuck in the system, and I think that's awesome.
That is awesome. This is one of those positive news stories that just keeps getting better.
Absolutely. I can't wait to see what he does with his life, because, you know, with all the positivity that was brought to him, he's just going to continue the chain.
Yes, sir.
Cool. What's your last one, JP?
Mine is a quick one. It's a couple that donated $165 million to to preserve 24,000 acres of California land called the Point Conception. And yeah, I think it's cool.
160. Yeah, no, no. I was thinking. I'm still like, that was a short story, and it's positive. It's just $165 million, man. That's a man.
I mean, it's a large section of. It's basically 40 miles of land. It's the Jack and Laura. That's their names. It's gonna be changed to Jack and Laura Dangermond Preserve. And yeah.
That's yeah, cool. Man. It's that's absolutely dope.
I do like my nature as long as I'm not sleeping in it. I like to sleep inside. But that's crazy. If you have that kind of money to donate, saving a section of the planet is probably a good thing to spend that money on.
Absolutely, man. Hey, I do have a positive quote.
Okay, let's hear it, Tim.
I lost you, JP.
Oh, we're back. It's all good.
No.
Can you hear me now?
Maybe I don't have a positive quote. It was actually a quote by Popovich, and it was pretty funny that he said.
I got that one.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, I haven't pulled it up yet, but okay, here it is.
I'll take that, world. Hey, if anybody out there is listening has positive news stories you want us to talk about or you think deserves to get some kind of credit where people are talking about it, let us know, please. Hit us up on Facebook or email us at thepositivetruth@gmail.com because we'll hit you back and we'll definitely talk about these stories.
Definitely. I have the Gmail on my phone. I will reply as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
So there's a San Antonio Spurs. This is an NBA coach. His name is Greg Popovich. And he was asked why he thinks it's important to give back to the community. And he says, because we're rich as hell and we don't need it all. And other people need it. And you're an ass if you don't give it. That's pretty simple.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was about to read. I saw that earlier and I was like, yo, I'm saving this one.
That is very Popovich.
For sure.
Well, we will see you all on Friday when we talk about our favorite positive news stories of 2017. It's going to be a good episode. It's going to be a fun, quick one. Until then, we're out.
Stay positive.